And we're back here at Revolution236.com. And just prior to the break, at the end of part one, I've been talking about or discussing the fact that we are the election that has just passed really is one small facet on a much larger gemstone, in the sense that this has been coming to America. This storm has been coming to America for more than 100 years, because the group of people in the late 19th century, specifically during the 1890s, that called themselves progressives, a group of people who were whose primary platform was that the government should provide for the needs of all people in society, in American society. They were really a front group for a group of what will the beginnings of what we'll call global elitists, and they are essentially monarchs in their own mind. They Thomas Jefferson would have called them consolidationists, those who wanted to consolidate power unto themselves rather than allowing the people to be free to pursue their own interests. These global elitists are people who absolutely hate the idea of a free citizenry. They do not like the fact that people are allowed to pursue their own interests. They want to control everything. They want everything under their auspices. They prefer a very tightly controlled, centralized government, almost along the lines of, people would call it communism or socialism, but really it goes all the way back to medieval times, really, the type of government that they're talking about, which is, it has shades of feudalism to it. And you can look at feudalism, you can look at socialism, you can look at communism, you can look at Nazism. Anytime you have a central government in which government trickles down rather than wealth and prosperity, you have poverty for the masses and wealth and opulence for a very small ruling class. I mean, all you have to do is look, for a modern reference, is to look at Cuba. Cuba has been living in absolute poverty for the last half century, but Castro had the best of everything. But yet, he would have claimed that he was for the people. And just on its face, it's a laughable concept. The founders of America, they wanted people simply to be free to pursue their own interests and realize that a self-motivated person, or millions of self-motivated people, would be the best driving force, catalyst for economic prosperity. And that is now trying to be undone, or has been trying to be undone for the past century and a half, or maybe not a century and a half, maybe a century and a quarter, by people who would prefer to go back to the days of monarchy. The battle that we see being played out in our government today between Democrats and Republicans really is just, in one sense, a show. But if it were a real battle, which I'm not altogether convinced that it is, what you're really seeing is a battle between international socialists and national socialists. The Democrats are internationalists, globalists. International socialists are communists. And national socialists are Nazis. So am I saying that the Republican Party is more Nazis? I suppose I am. But that's not to say that the right side of the political slider are Nazis. We're not. We are freedom lovers. We're fighting a different battle altogether. Left and right in Europe, is the battle between communism and socialism. We are neither. We're further to the right. We try to place government at its proper in its proper role, which is minimal, and you allow the people to be free, guided by the rule of law. In another sense, we're seeing played out in front of us the battle between a war between the French Revolution and the American Revolution. The American Revolution was for the freedom of the individual. the French Revolution was for, resulted in a collective in which they felt that all the needs should be provided for all the people by whatever means necessary, and that's what led to the Reign of Terror, and that's what you see on Occupy Wall Street. The conservatives and libertarians and the Tea Party, they are neither one of those. They're something altogether different, and unfortunately, the media is doing its best to keep that information from an ignorant, very ignorant American public. Matter of fact, I just read an article yesterday in which apparently a school district in Texas is now teaching that the Boston Tea Party was an act of terrorism. So you can see that the secondary education, really all the way, you could make the argument all the way down to kindergarten, has been just education has fallen to the forces of the far left, both primary, secondary, and obviously higher education. The progressive administrations since the turn of the century that are mostly responsible for the condition of the country. And what's ironic is that they're not progressive, they're regressive, moving us back towards feudalism or communism. And all you have to do is go back and look at the historical record. Teddy Roosevelt, Woodrow Wilson, Franklin Delano Roosevelt, Lyndon Baines Johnson, Jimmy Carter, Bill Clinton, and Barack Obama. Go back, check out the historical record. Okay, the media will hail them as the best presidents that this country has ever seen. But at this point, the media is doing what it has to protect their jobs. In short, what has happened is that we have gotten to the point where we have taken the concept of freedom for granted. We have allowed it through our own ignorance and apathy. We have allowed it to slip away. And what really has to be re-examined is, what does freedom mean? According to the founders, it meant economic freedom, not being held under the economic or financial boot of an authoritarian central government. However, freedom has come to mean more and more social freedom at the expense of chasing one's own dreams. And that is decidedly un-American. I have no problems with social freedom. People can be whoever they want to be, as long as they leave me alone. That's all I'm asking. So, I'm going to end the first podcast there. Please feel free to follow me at revolution236.com, and please be sure to read the posts that I'll have coming at revolution236.com. Until then, this is Revolution signing off.